Mississippi real estate headlines. MS Realtor commission rate slightly below national average, survey finds. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average real estate commission in Mississippi is 5.66%. This figure gives MS real estate professionals a local benchmark for competitive positioning and client conversations. Review the full survey data at hlistwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate/Mississippi/. Mississippi real estate headlines. New MS property records search tool consolidates deeds, liens, and permit data. PropertyChecker.com has launched a Mississippi-specific platform enabling users to search property records, owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, tax records, loans, and liens in one place. For MS real estate professionals, consolidated access to deed, lien, and permit records streamlines due diligence and accelerates deal velocity across the state. Bookmark hpmississippi.propertychecker.com/ for your next property research workflow. Mississippi Real Estate Headlines 2026 Update: What MS Realtors Should Know About Average Commission Rates. A new guide breaks down what sellers can expect to pay in real estate commission in Mississippi and how they can save. Understanding commission trends helps Mississippi real estate professionals stay competitive and communicate value to clients in a shifting market. Review the full commission breakdown at the source to inform your pricing conversations. Mississippi Real Estate Updates. Jackson MS streamlines building permits on single page for planning and development. The City of Jackson Department of Planning and Development has consolidated all building permit services onto one web page, advancing inclusive planning for sustainable neighborhoods and equitable growth. Real estate professionals at MMS can now more efficiently navigate Jackson's permitting process, reducing project timelines and improving client service in the state's capital city. Bookmark this centralized portal for faster access to Jackson building permits. /jacksonms.gov/city-department/planning-and-development/office-of-code-services/building-permits. Mississippi Real Estate Updates. Pronto Web Real Property Tax Inquiry Portal, available for MS professionals. The Pronto Web Real Property Tax Inquiry System allows users to view receipts, with a note that clearing browser cache may be needed if receipts fail to display. Real estate professionals in MS rely on accurate, timely property tax information for transactions, due diligence, and client advisement. Access the portal at https://dsm.ms/customer-portal and clear your browser cache if you encounter display issues. Mississippi Real Estate Updates. New Mississippi Building Permit Guide streamlines permitting for real estate pros. PermitFlow has published a complete guide to building permits in Mississippi, including resources and municipal guides to simplify the permitting process. Real estate professionals in MS can reduce project delays and client frustrations by navigating local permit requirements more efficiently. Bookmark htopfleetww.permitflow.com/state-mississippi for quick access to municipal permitting resources across Mississippi. Mississippi Real Estate Updates. MREC website, your hub for MS real estate licensing and commission info. The Mississippi Real Estate Commission's official website provides access to licensed real estate personnel, appraisers, home inspectors, and information about the commission and its members. Real estate professionals in MS rely on this portal to verify credentials, stay informed on commission activities, and ensure compliance with state regulatory requirements. Bookmark httpw.mrec.ms.gov/ for quick access to licensing lookups and commission updates. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a phase two, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A phase one performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the phase one early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Variance, special use permit or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you.